I told you it goes on record. I don't care no more anyway. Somehow this discussion, this is many years ago. I didn't even know much. I didn't hardly know John 3:16. But discussion came up about the Holy Spirit. I didn't know much about the Holy Spirit, but I knew enough, knew that what he said wasn't right. And he said, it fell on the 12. And I know it was the Lord that gave it to me. The thought came to me, and I said, isn't that funny? House is on fire. 120 people's in the house, and the smoke only affect 12. I'm going to say it again, because half of y'all didn't quite get that. Isn't that something? The smoke, the house gets filled with smoke. It's 120 people in the house, and only 12 get affected by it. And they appeared, and they were all, didn't say 12. And they was all, this, see, you got to stop twisting that scripture. And they was all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to do what? Speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here's where, and I need to take a minute, boy. Yep. I need to take a minute to help people who are a candidate to receive the Holy Spirit so you can understand this verse. So back up to verse 4 again. You notice that there was a sound. It was not the wind. It was a sound that sounded like the wind. And verse 3 says, set upon each of them, didn't it? Didn't say some of them. It said each. Each means everyone in there, right? It set upon each of them, and they were all filled with, verse 4 said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues that the Spirit gave them up. I've led people in the baptism of the Holy Spirit many times. And here's some of the problem they have. And began to speak. They were waiting. The seeker is waiting for the Holy Ghost to speak. Mm-mm. He said, I'm going to put one word in that. It'll help you. And they was all filled with the Holy Ghost. If we'll stay with the whole phrase, we'll see it. But sometimes we eliminate stuff too quick. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak. You're going to have to do the speaking. The sound will have to come out of your mouth. The Holy Spirit is going to give you utterance to speak. You hear them on the inside. Just like you hear words inside of your head, out of your head, you can speak those words. Well, when you hook up to your spirit, you hear words in there and you just give voice to them. Your mind don't know what it is, but you can speak them. Because the Holy Spirit is giving, your head not giving, not coming from your natural mind. Not coming from what you learned in school. Even though things you learned were good for this natural world, but you can't learn this in school. You get this from the Holy Ghost. Am I helping anybody? And we got to stop being afraid of, because the thing that Satan tried to make you afraid of, the friend, the one ought to be your closest friend. One you ought to be concerned about, not afraid of him, but be concerned about is that lying devil, because he's a deceiver, he's a thief, he's a killer, and he's a robber. He comes to steal, kill, and to what? And that's the one you should be concerned about, not have anything to do with. The Holy Spirit, you ought to be glad that God gave you the Holy Spirit. He's your friend. He's your comforter. He's your counselor. He's your helper. He's your strengthener. He's your standby. He there to put you over. Holy Spirit is there to put you over in life, in a situation, a family problem, a community problem, a church problem. He's there to help you. Help you, help me, help us. Give you the words to say So you release the right words in the air before the Father released the right word. Then you license God to give God a right to move in that situation. And so this is one of the most damaging statements that people make all the time as believers. God's in control. No, he's not. God's in control. Let's think about what you're saying. God's in control of all this evil. Did God have evil? Is God a killer? Is God a liar? Well, that's what's going on. And you mean God is in control and backing that? That's to see, you need to stop that. God is not in control of that. Man and the devil is doing that. And he put this earth into our command and control. He gave us dominion on this earth. Behold, I give unto you power, authority. He told Adam, I give you dominion over this what? Fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and over everything that's on this earth. And Adam gave it away, and the second Adam, the last Adam, Jesus, came and got it back and then told us to go. He didn't say for us to go ask the government and all that, can we preach the gospel? He never said that. He said, follow their guidelines, you know, for a natural thing you should do. But for preaching the gospel, we got to get permission from them. And Brother Hagin said, bonk and baloney. We've been ordered by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hello? Hello? I know I'm preaching better than you saying amen. I ain't trying to guess what I'm preaching right. I got this from the Holy Ghost. I got this from the Word of God. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do, we're going to charge. We're going to tighten up. We're going to walk in love. You got in the order against somebody, get it right. Get it right. Get rid of that pride. What I've done, what I'm doing, Jimmy, you're not going to have your way. You're going to obey God. Because inside of me is the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to follow God. I don't care what I've done wrong in the past. I ain't going to keep doing it in the future. What I'm going to do, forget it. Repent of it and forget it. And I ain't going to be reminding myself, and I ain't going to want you to be reminding me of it. Hallelujah. I don't need to hear it. I done forgot it. That's what you need to do. Let's find out what God is saying, because that's the only thing that's going to count. It's the only thing going to stand. It's the only thing going to last. And that other stuff, you're not going to take it into the eternity with you. Only thing going to last, that's what's done for Christ. Amen. I trust I made it plain about the new birth and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Even now, we're going to get to Scripture, because sometimes we need to go to Scripture, make plain what the Word said, so you know how to act on the Word. Because, see, people have muddied this water so to that you don't know what's in there. We don't need no muddy water when it comes down to the things of God. God got his own water, and it's clear. I'm going to say it again. God got his own water, and it's clear. It's the devil trying to get you to look over in this muddy water. I'm not fooling with that muddy water religion, tradition, and what men say. It's what the Bible says. What the Holy Spirit is saying. And we're going to lead people to Jesus. So if you're listening to me this morning on live streaming, you never received Jesus and made him Lord of your life, you never spoke with tongue, you can do both. Just by obeying the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Because see, running from things and this is what y'all pray for me. This is what I want. I don't want to make things complicated. I want to preach it as simply as I possibly can.
Amen.
And if I can get it down on a sixth grade, six-year-old, or eight-year-old level, I think you can get it. Because the things of God never intend for them to be hard. It just, when you try to receive it with your mind, you'll never get it. You got to believe it in your heart. Then the revelation comes. Hallelujah. I say you got to believe it in your heart. You try to understand your mind going to confuse you because it's not spiritual. It's carnal. It needs to be renewed, trained.